Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We spend some time now obsessing about the South Dakota weather. Christy Thomas is the education assistant for the Center for Western Studies at Augustana University. She's overseeing the center's new exhibit. It's called Weathered, the Northern Plains Landscape as Shaped by the Elements. It's an exhibition of work from 22 artists as they interpret Mother Nature's designs. And then we'll also be joined here by Kristen Roghair. She's the only South Dakota artist to exhibit at the 2017 National Weather Center. Oh, Kristen, is it biennial? How do you say that?
it was a funny thing when I was down there because I always thought it was biennial, but in Oklahoma, they call it biennial.
Oh, the biennial. All right. That one caught me by surprise. She's also the winner of the SDPB's 2017 photo contest in the professional category. Kristen Roghair, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Christy Thomas, thanks for being here as well.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad to be on today.
All right, Christy, let's start with an overview of the exhibit itself. Tell me why weather and how artists sort of came to the table and interpreted it.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Of course, in South Dakota, if you don't have anything to talk about, you can talk about the weather,
right?
Because it is the land of infinite variety. And if you don't like our weather, wait a minute. It will change. As a matter of fact, our last exhibit that we had in the galleries, we actually had to postpone our reception because we had a lovely snowstorm that happened.
There you are.
And when I was hanging this gallery, the weathered gallery, we had some thunderstorms that were going on, and we had tornado warnings that were just to the south of us. So Mother Nature likes to show her art form off for us sometimes.
And we like to watch, don't we? We like
we
to capture
very
it and
much
talk
do.
About it. Yeah. What's the gallery like there? I have not been inside.
Well, we have three galleries. They're okay. All joined together. It's a wonderful space, very large. So we kind of change out our gallery here every 3 to 4 months. We choose regional and local artists. So it's always, it's always interesting. We always try to pick something that has a Northern Plains flair to it. So it's a great place to come and just kind of relax and learn a little bit about where you live.
22 artists, tell me where they all come from, all over the state or sort of, are we talking southeast South Dakota?
All over South Dakota. We've got at least one from Minnesota. I think we've got one from Iowa. What we did is we put out a call for art and we just asked the artist to interpret Mother Nature, basically, and how it shaped the land that we live on. And we got some sort of interesting responses back. And if you come to see the exhibit, you'll maybe take a look and say, well, I don't understand how this is a landscape piece. I don't understand how the weather impacted this. And if you read the statements that the artists have prepared, you kind of get it a little bit.
Interesting.
Yep.
Kristen, I was looking at your website and your photography. You photograph all kinds of different things, but this notion of landscape and weather and prairie architecture really is important to you. Tell me about your work.
Well, I moved to South Dakota from Wisconsin by way of Chicago. And this landscape here, just unless you experience it, reading about it, looking at photographs even, just doesn't quite do it justice. And I often find the prairie is overlooked. And, we just drive through I-90 at 80 miles an hour, fly over, and there's such beauty here. And I want to share that and kind of speak for this area that's, there are prairie landscape photographers out there too, but just for me specifically, just this area around where I live really means a lot to me when I look out at the landscape.
How difficult, Kristen, is it to capture a photograph of that huge expanse that must have some very particular challenges?
Yes and no. I live kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and the windows in my house are wide and open, and I watch the weather constantly. And I have a hill south of my house that one of the pieces that's in the weathered exhibit, I saw what was happening, headed for the hill, and that's what I found. And the sun came out just at the perfect moment and illumined the top of this hill. And so a lot of it is watching. When I drive, constantly observing the area and coming up with ideas and planning shoots, and sometimes it's just spur of the moment, like the one that's in the exhibit.
So watching and being present and making a plan, kind of what being an artist is all about in the first place.
Yes.
Christy, tell me a little bit about the rest of the exhibit. And you mentioned some of the sort of surprising responses. What struck you as you made choices on how to hang the work? What sort of story do you think that the exhibit is telling?
Well, first and foremost, Kristen is one of our great surprises. I had not heard about her, and when she submitted her proposal, the pieces that she submitted, I was just absolutely blown away. The piece that she's actually talking about is one that people do actually have to see because it's so phenomenal. The other piece, the wind-carved snowdrift, she has managed to capture a part of South Dakota that most of us just shiver thinking about, but it's a part that we love to look at from inside, the snowdrifts before anybody has touched them. And so you get surprised by things like that where people are able to find these moments that you see, but you can't capture it in any way, and an artist like Kristen is able to just find that perfect moment to snap that photograph. Mm-hmm. One of the other neat things about this exhibit, we talk about the landscape and how weather has changed it. You can see that as the lasting way that it has changed from the Badlands of the Black Hills. You see the strata of the Black Hills being carved out by the glaciers. But we also do some really unique things where the landscape has been changed temporarily. We have another photographer by the name of Abby Graham, and she has captured something that's kind of neat. It's a snow tire track, and you don't really think of that as being a landscape kind of piece until you look out and you see it everywhere, and it is part of the landscape during the winter. And so we found these really unique sort of stories that people told with the pieces that they submitted.
Christy, did you see some thematic things coming through, people looking at extreme weather events, for example, or what sort of thematic offerings did you find?
Well, definitely we saw thematic, a lot of storms, but we did get some people who decided that we have some nice weather in South Dakota. Every few, millennium, we have a nice day. So we do have that represented, as well as some of the more tumultuous weather. Another one of the pieces, it's actually the piece that sort of started this whole journey, for me anyway. It's a piece by Darwin Wolf. It's a bronze sculpture, and it's called Knocking on Spencer's Door. It's a bronze sculpture of the exact moment before the city of Spencer, South Dakota, was destroyed by a tornado. And so, there are just different ways that people have thought of expressing these weather patterns that we have. And with that piece, it's just, there's emotion with it. There's so much emotion that's involved in that piece. I think people need to come in and see it.
And that takes us beyond, sort of the jokes about, the weather changing or, us complaining about the weather, and takes us to the significance of how we live in nature and in our environment and how we are changed by it.
Absolutely. We heard from Don Barnett just earlier about the Rapid City flood 45 years ago. I mean, the land was changed. People were changed. The weather is such an important part of where we live.
Kristen, I want to talk about photography for a little bit because you have just started teaching other people how to use their cameras. Is that right?
Yes. I learned a little bit in high school, but more in the community college I went to in Northern Illinois. And when I would go to different art shows, especially the one right here in Murdo, people in the community would be telling me about, how they have this camera and they have no idea how to use it. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of inspired me to help people figure out what all these buttons are for and what all these settings and how to, just the basics, the aperture, shutter speed, ISO, light balance, and using what we have in this digital world with these modern cameras to take good pictures of their families and their kids in sports and at prom and the sunset they see out of their porch out on the ranch.
Were you surprised at how many people really, A, don't know how to use the technology that they have, and then B, are really hungry to learn so they can not only record their lives but express themselves creatively?
Yes and no. People are busy, so really honing in on one specific thing You have to really spend time doing that. And I've been learning photography really the last 20, 25 years, and now starting to really feel comfortable with it. But at the same time, you know, we have things like YouTube. I look on YouTube for so many things to figure out. Just little things that I wasn't sure how to use it in Lightroom or just little settings. And having that availability, I can constantly telling people, if YouTube is the free college, there's so many good things you can find. And so I taught the basics with my class, and if there's anything specific, I kind of encourage them to look around for other things too.
Yeah. What kind of work did you see come out of that from the participants? What sort of things were they turning their lenses to?
Well, last year we had, I taught this for two springs. And last year I had several people with, that took photographs of their families. I had a woman who found an owl in some brush that she had taken. And this year there was more floral sunsets, you know, and the weather too.
Right.
If it's good weather when we've been having the class, and I've had it during like the end of March to the beginning of May, just because that's the perfect time where things are kind of, you know, the landscape is coming alive and it's more enjoyable to be outside. And so there's some variety, but the flowers and the people are kind of what I've noticed most of in each class.
Kristen, on your website, there are so many beautiful landscapes and sort of images of weather. Do you have any stories of how you sort of have captured some of those? Where has it brought you as a person holding a camera? What sort of adventures has that wrought in your life?
Coming from Wisconsin and Illinois, the landscape is so different. And in Wisconsin, you have little glimpses of the sky through the trees, same with northeastern Illinois. And coming out here where the sky is so big and wide, and you can watch the storm come from the west and pass by and continue east. And being able to see that, and especially for me at sunset, I love seeing how the sun reflects on the opposite end of the horizon. So a lot of my work in the evening, I often shoot towards the east because of how the sun reflects into those clouds and pulls out those pinks, which is not my favorite color, but in the sky, it's just incredible. And just seeing the beauty of God's creation and getting to witness that firsthand without any obstructions of buildings, to me is so refreshing and peaceful.
You can see the exhibit Weathered, the Northern Plains Landscape as Shaped by the Elements at the Center for Western Study at Augustana University. And you can see Kristen Roghair's work on our website. She talked to SDPB's Michael Zimney. Find that on the Living blog, and there's a click there to go over to her website as well. Chrissy Thomas, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Kristen Roghair, thank you as well.
Thank you, Lori.